This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Lawyers for a woman who say Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her 3 decades ago say she wants to testify next week before a Senate panel. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, lawyers said that Christine Blasey Ford would be prepared to testify as long as lawmakers offered terms that are fair and which ensure her safety.
In an email to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says her client wants to testify next week if a deal can be reached on terms that are fair and ensure her safety. It's a sharp switch from statements this week in which Ford and her lawyers insisted she would only testify after the FBI investigated her allegations, which put the hearing in doubt. The lawyer says Ford still strongly prefers an investigation, but stops short of demanding it. There is at least one obstacle to overcome, the hearing scheduled for Monday, which the lawyer says is not possible. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Hurricane Florence continued to punish North and South Carolina Thursday, 1 week after it churned over parts of the U.S. eastern seaboard with historically heavy rains and sweeping winds. About 10,000 frustrated and exhausted people remain in shelters as forecasters predict flooding from swollen rivers will worsen in the two states over the next several days. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the human cost is the most tragic.
Today we are up to 32 people who are confirmed dead as a because of the storm.
The National Weather Service said some major waterways in the Carolinas and Virginia are far above flood stage and are expected to rise for days before they crest. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Anti-Doping Agency announced Thursday it would lift its ban on Russia's anti-doping program. WADA President Craig Reedy said via Twitter that the great majority of the organization's executive committee decided to reinstate RUSADA as compliant with the code subject to strict conditions. That decision to lift the ban drew ire from many, including U.S. anti-doping agency CEO Travis Tiger.
And we have to move forward with reform to ensure that whether it's a new organization, whether it's a change in leadership, whether it's a change in governance structure, that the global watchdog truly becomes that, and not one that's going to turn its back on clean athletes.
RUSADA was banned in 2015 after a WADA report found evidence of a large and sophisticated government-backed scheme to help athletes cheat on drug tests. Moscow has repeatedly claimed it had no involvement in that scheme. A senior United Nations official says he believes a Russian-Turkish agreement to create a demilitarized buffer zone between the Syrian army and rebels in Syria's Idlib province has averted a war for now and lessened the risk of a bloodbath. We get details from Lisa Schlein.
Jan Egeland, a senior advisor of the UN Special Envoy for Syria, says the Russian-Turkish agreement bought more time for diplomats and politicians to do their job to protect civilians inside the buffer zone and avert a catastrophic humanitarian disaster. Under the deal, Egeland says only al-Nusra and other UN-listed terrorist groups can be attacked.
There will be, in the future, air raids against the listed organizations. There will also be fighting between armed groups, armed actors, and the so-called terrorists, the so-called radicals.
He says these groups, which number about 10,000, will be moved outside the buffer zone. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States imposed sanctions Thursday on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions against Russia. The State Department said it would immediately penalize a unit of the Chinese military that oversees the country's defense technology for executing transactions with Rosoboron Export, that's Russia's main arms exporter. China bought Russian Sukhoi Su-25 jet fighters and S-400 surface-to-air missiles. The purchases violated a 2017 U.S. sanction law that is designed to punish Russia for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The law calls for the sanctioning of any third party that conducts a significant transaction with Russia's defense ministry. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.